Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Whatever you want to talk about. If you're having trouble with the phones, well, so are we. Good luck. I don't know how to make it work, but hopefully we can get it sorted out, or has been sorted out. All you can do is try. 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
And Peaceless Mountaineer.
The number is 603-283-6160. Got a story out of Politico.com here. And I don't think Americans know how scary this is. This is a story that it's a couple weeks old, and you would have thought it would have gotten more play. It's from June, so it's 10 days old, June 3rd, 2021, by Josh Gerstein, USA Today, the newspaper, fights subpoena aimed at readers of Florida FBI shooting story. Now, I didn't read this story on the air. I did read the story. I am one of these readers of the story. Gannett, the publisher, contends that demand for details on who accessed articles violates the First Amendment. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to know, do you want to live in a country where police organizations collect information on what news stories you read? Is that what you want? Because this is how you get East Germany. You want East Germany? This is East Germany. Newspaper publisher Gannett is fighting an effort by the FBI. This isn't some local police organization that's running over its bounds. This is the Federal Bureau of Investigations, the same organization that busted into Free Talk Live studios and pulled wires out of the back of our broadcast stack. This is how much they care about your First Amendment right. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, people fought and died for the Bill of Rights. The ability, I guess I should say, they fought and died for the ability to create a nation, and they would not allow the creation of the Constitution. They would not allow the implementation of the Constitution without the Bill of Rights. People who cared more about this government, people who had given their blood and treasure for the autonomy of the United States, cared that the Bill of Rights should be included. Do I think it was enough? No. You know how I know? These people who asked for this from the FBI haven't been taken out to the lawn and put on the Washington D.C. and put on trial. They're never going to be put on trial. The fact that they demanded information from a newspaper is never going to come down to trial, because this is what it means to be a member of the government. You never have to say you're sorry. Newspaper publisher Gannett is fighting an effort by the FBI to try to determine who read a specific USA Today story about a deadly shooting in February near Fort Lauderdale, Florida, that left two FBI agents dead and three wounded. The subpoena served on Gannett. I'm going to just go ahead and tell you the story at this point. That way you don't have to look it up and perhaps have the FBI after you. Free Talk Live already has the FBI after it.
So we're allowed to look up whatever story we want.
Right. Coming from memory, because I haven't bothered looking it up. They probably memory hold this. I can click here and see if they've got
it. And I
got
to say, on a related note, the government has been going crazy with its overstep when it comes to the press. I mean, there was a story a bit back, I don't know if we've covered it yet, about them handing a gag order on the New York Times. Like, oh, well, we're investigating you for this, and you are not allowed to tell anyone, including people you work with, and certainly not the American public, that we're investigating you for this.
So it says here two agents were killed, three were wounded when a suspect in a child exploitation case, this sounds like child abuse to me, like child pornography kind of child abuse.
The FBI knows all about that, don't they?
They were the world's largest distributor of child pornography in March of 2015 when they ran the Playpen website and upgraded it for 3 weeks in March of 2015. At 6 a.m., they love that stuff.
FBI. Oh, and they forgot to file the paperwork that would let them do it legally.
Oh, yeah.
Like, happened. Number one, there shouldn't be paperwork to let you do that legally, but they also didn't bother.
Yeah. FBI and officers from multiple agencies were serving a warrant on the Water Terrace apartment complex in Sunrise, Florida, when the suspect inside started shooting. And, you know, that was it. Basically, the suspect shot himself, and two agents were killed. So that's what you're not supposed to know.
Did I miss something, like, why you would need to know who read this article?
Why the FBI would need to know?
Yeah.
Because people wrote the FBI and made, said, ah, ha, ha, ha. Right? Like, ha ha, your agents died, ha ha. Right? There's people that hate the FBI. I don't hate the FBI.
Can't imagine why.
I hate their power. The people who work at the FBI, many of them are good folks. But they won't do anything about those that lose their minds and run roughshod over Americans' rights.
Well, as a Catholic friend of mine once told me, love the sinner, hate the sin. So I can love the people at the FBI and hate the FBI.
I think the sin is the power that the FBI has. And, by the way, they have no regret for the power.
Mm.
You know, no FBI agent's going to... You're not going to chit-chat with any of them and say, oh, yeah, we're sorry about Ruby Ridge.
Well, if it didn't have absolute and utter immunity to the consequence of any action it takes ever, then
that's
it wouldn't
right.
be the FBI.
So, anyway, they don't want you to know that particular information. Let's see. The demand for the information of who read it, signed by a senior FBI agent in Maryland, does not appear to ask for the names of those who read the story if the news outlet has such information. Instead, the subpoena seeks internet addresses and mobile phone information that could lead to the identities of the readers. The information being sought relates to a federal criminal investigation being conducted by the FBI, the subpoena says. In a filing, the U.S. District Court of Washington, in Washington, lawyers for Gannett said demand violates First Amendment. They also complained that the FBI appears to have ignored the Justice Department's following policy for seeking information from the media. A government demand for records would identify specific individuals who read specific expressive materials like the subpoena at issue here, invades the First Amendment rights of both publisher and reader and must be quashed accordingly, according to Gannett. I can't believe they have the guts to ask for this kind of stuff.
Really?
I can't believe it.
Really? Have you been here for the last year? There is no limit on the crazy nonsense that they are willing to do right now. It's like, okay, right here, in New Hampshire, we used to have this thing called the separation of powers, where the executive branch was different from the legislative branch. And this is just something I happen to be familiar with, but I know for a fact this was going on in every state in the union, these massive oversteppings of power.
The executive during COVID?
Yeah, His Excellency decided, yeah, you know this law that you passed? I'm just going to cut out the parts I don't like. I know you passed the law as it is written here with a bunch of, like, limitations.
What kind of law was it?
Oh, it was keeping track of every vaccination that is performed in the state.
Huh.
Yeah, I know you put in, like, three specific caveats, like, you have to opt in, it's optional, and if you have a religious exemption, then you don't have to. Yeah, I don't like those parts of this law, so I'm just going to... No, no, no.
Yeah, well, that's stunning. But
So,
the thing I'd like to point out with the FBI here is that when they go after Gannett, which is the newspaper publisher here, and they say, hey, give us the IP addresses of everybody who read this story. We want to know who was reading a story about FBI agents getting shot. Not who was gleefully clapping, because we don't know that, but just the people who read it. And Gannett says, no, we're not going to turn that over. Does the United States government pay for Gannett to file, their lawyers to file this rebuttal?
No.
No, they don't. Do they pay for the FBI to fight this in court?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they do. So not only does the United States government demand to know what newspaper stories you read in controverting the United States...
The Bill of Rights.
But They also want you to pay for it when they want to destroy it. When they want to set it on fire, you got to buy the match.
We're going to break our contract and make you pay for it if someone calls on it.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Call fun. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We have been having some telephone problems, so
technicalities.
I think that they may be solved at this point. You can give it a shot. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
I'm talking about a shocking news story. And I know it's one that it's not one you've heard. But you need to know this, ladies and gentlemen, is that your government, after they've taken an oath to the Constitution, is hard at work at setting the Bill of Rights on fire. The United States Constitution did nothing for you. It did nothing for the people who ratified it. It is not a document that is good for people. The Bill of Rights, on the other hand, yeah, it was a nice start.
I don't know why you're shocked by this. I mean, okay, during the pandemic, so-called, that we just had, they specifically shut down churches.
Yep.
There were rules specifically aimed, okay, you can have these other things, but you cannot have church.
Well, I don't know of, has there been a pastor in the United States arrested for having church? Because I know there was in Canada.
None of them did.
Well,
as far as I know, every last one of them said, thank you, sir, may I have another?
We met, my church, my Quaker meeting, met in people's homes. And that would be in contravention to the law.
Well, that is a little bit harder for them to do, though.
It is.
I mean, optics are bad if you, like, step in and shut down a church. Optics are awful if you step into someone's home and shut down a church. But come to think of it, I know the synagogues in New York got in a lot of trouble for this.
Yeah, there's nothing more American than disobeying a government order not to go to church. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Well, and
the most patriotic thing you could do during COVID
was
go to church.
Little of it. There was so little of exactly that patriotism. I mean, the Jews in New York managed to do it, and that's about it. You managed to do it in your own home, but as far as the so-called spiritual leaders in this country, nah.
I will
right over.
It's probably worth pointing out that the government did step in to the Shire Free Church. When I say step in, they used a bearcat to ram the window in and shut down a church in New Hampshire. Now, they didn't do it for the reasons that we were just stating. They didn't say, hey, this is because of your COVID stuff. But we don't know what the reasons were. You know, what they're saying is selling Bitcoin without a license, I see. You know?
You didn't do the free labor of filling out all of the paperwork that we arbitrarily assigned you and giving us our cut.
And we, we had the word from attorneys that everything was fine, so I don't know. I mean, I don't know whether it's legal, illegal, or anything like that. I guess we're going to find out at some point in the future, but
bad chance of that.
I think that people need to know that the Federal Bureau of Investigations is out there looking for who read a news story. Who read it? It's still out there. I just went and looked at it. Yep, I'm reading the USA Today version right now. And I read it before, too. I had some idea of what was going on. Basically, there's, you know, it was a bad guy, apparently doing bad things. I don't know. Maybe he wasn't. He hasn't been proven. I guess he should be presumed innocent because he took his own life after.
In theory, that is our tradition.
Yeah. So,
I don't see it followed much. And I hate to say this, that this is not only followed by the people who are carrying out these things, who are obligated by their job description to do it, but because I don't expect much from them at this point. But this isn't even being followed by ordinary people. Ordinary people, when they see someone is accused of a crime, they assume they are guilty of it.
I do, too. It happens all the time. I assume this guy's guilty. Yeah.
Well, that's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
That is why we have fallen so far, is because, the government was never going to uphold the structures that keep civilization running. Those get upheld by you and me.
I'm listening to a great Harry Brown book called How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World, and I recommend this to everyone. You don't have to believe what I believe, but It's a great book, and you'll definitely get nuggets out of it as a recommendation. How to live your life better than you currently are. It's How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World, and I'm listening to it on audiobook right now. And in it, he basically just says that the government is the most successful criminal gang in a given geographic area. Yeah, I mean, sure, you can elect this particular criminal gang, but the only difference is, you know, they steal money from you. They, you know, they get involved in your transactions. They require protection money. They run lottos. They run the numbers. You know, you can't run your brothel without their license. I mean, they are a criminal gang. There's only differences is that you've been told your whole life that you need to have these people.
And that they're good, just, moral center of society.
Right. All you have to do is work in government for a little while to realize where morality is in the picture. It's not. It's just not there. I mean, you know, these are just bureaucrats going about their thing, whatever my boss wants to do, you know, whatever. And, I mean, the only thing that keeps them in line is the press. And here's the FBI going after the press saying, hey, who read this article? We want to know.
Well, and it's worse than just losing the freedom of the press. Because, I mean, the freedom of the press is that you can publish what you want to publish. They are going after freedoms that we didn't even think to protect. You have the right to read what you want to read.
Well,
it's to read what you want to read. Like, we are steps away from, like, there's this dystopian thing that goes into the idea of a listener's license, where you must get a license in order to tell a bedtime story so that your child can listen to that bedtime story, where you have to get a license for everything you ever hear, and we are steps away from that at this point.
It certainly sounds like that's what's going on. From Politico.com, one of the cases cited by Gannett's lawyers is a battle that arose in 1998 after prosecutors from independent counsel Kenneth Starr's office demanded Monica Lewinsky's book purchase records from a D.C. bookstore. And another outlet, two bookstores, as investigators sought to trace gifts she bought for President Clinton. A judge ruled that the request implicated First Amendment rights of, First Amendment rights of Lewinsky and the bookstores, prompting Starr's office to drop one subpoena and narrow another. So, I guess this is case law, and presuming it is, then this has been solved long ago. The accusation that the FBI defied the Justice Department's guidelines for seeking news media records comes as the department is facing criticism from journalists, press freedom advocates, and even President Joe Biden for a series of court orders obtained last year in leaked investigations. The FBI is on the ropes, ladies and gentlemen, and it's using organizations like Free Talk Live in order to show to regain legitimacy. That's a problem. The number,
603-283-6160.
That's right, 6160, Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Joe Biden is on to Brussels for a meeting of NATO leaders after wrapping up the Group of Seven summit on Sunday. Biden declared that the U.S. was back at the table and ready to cooperate on global threats.
The only way we're going to meet the global threats is by working together and with our partners and our allies. And I conveyed to each of my G7 counterparts that the United States is going to do our part. America is back at the table.
Also at the close of the summit, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that the seven nations had agreed to donate 1 billion doses of COVID vaccine to the rest of the world. In a statement, Johnson said that those doses would be distributed either directly or through the UN's COVAX program. He announced earlier this week that the UK would donate 100 million doses over the next year, along with President Biden's announcement that the US would be donating 500 million doses starting this August. This is USA Radio News. Border Patrol agents say they've encountered more than 180,000 illegal migrants on the southern border in the month of May, the highest level in 20 years. The patrol says that surge is stretching their resources and people thin. El Paso Border Patrol Sector Chief Gloria Chavez says the majority of encounters they're having in her sector are single adults who aren't giving themselves up to agents. She tells Fox News that's one of the things that have been overwhelming her officers.
These are the people that run from Border Patrol agents. They're the ones that are evading arrest, and they're the ones that get into situations, right? Situations that lead to failure to yield, situations where people are actually bringing in narcotics with them to get through. You know that transnational criminal organizations are tied to drug cartels. You know that nothing moves on this border without the authority or the approval of drug cartels. And many of our agents are continuing to get overwhelmed because of that activity along the southwest border, especially in a region like El Paso.
This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Going to give out the telephone number because I just at this point don't know whether they're working.
Right.
And, you know, whatever. You know, if you know the number, give it a shot. If you don't, then we're going to go on here. Story out of Florida. By the way, it's Mark with you.
And Peekless Mountaineer.
Peekless, will you hand me the that sheet you've got there? I want to read who the amplifier is. Yeah, I want to thank all the amplifiers, but specifically, I want to thank PorcupineRealEstate.com. As a matter of fact, he was on the line. He's the reason that I know that the phones are working. He was texting me during the show. His name's Mark Warden, and you can go to PorcupineRealEstate.com. And if you're thinking about moving to New Hampshire, he is he's the guy that will help you. He helped me buy my house, and he's a great real estate agent. There's better and there's worse in this world, and he's a great one. If you're moving to New Hampshire, I highly recommend Mark Warden. But if you love the idea that you can get on the radio and still talk about the things you want to talk about, when the FBI is asking news agencies to turn over their list of readers to them, yeah, I mean, maybe freedom of speech matters. So maybe the amplifier program matters. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. If freedom of speech is worth $5 a month to you, we'll gladly take it and we'll use it to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. We're not going to use it for paychecks. We're simply using it to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country so that you have the opportunity to call in and Talk about whatever you want. I've just gotten word here that the phones are not working, and that that's basically that.
Yeah.
But
so I gotta say, like, it seems to me that not only are they not being held back by our Bill of Rights, but they're using them as, like, okay, which ones have we destroyed yet? Like, okay, let's see here. Freedom of religion. Okay, well, just for a little while, we will specifically command all churches to stop.
Yeah.
Yep, that worked. Okay, great. What do we got here? Speech. Oh, that one's a little tricky. Okay, well, we'll just get the corporations that we own and control to do that for us.
Well, maybe we'll just, yeah, there's that.
Oh, you know, pull a few plugs out of one of the only free speech outlets that exists in the world today.
They did that, too.
Let's see. What else can we do?
There's freedom of the press. Well, let's get a list of all the readers who read a story about FBI agents getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, yeah.
Yeah, well, make sure you can't put news out. And, hey, let's make sure that we put a chilling effect into anyone reading a story.
Right.
Like, if you see that button that says FBI such and such, you might want to think twice about clicking on that. Looking at what we're doing means we might be after you next.
Yeah, by the way, redress of grievances, which is also in the First Amendment,
mm-hmm.
that went away in, like, the 1840s or something. Basically, Congress got tired of people writing letters, you know, having to read these letters that were written by, you know, constituents saying that, hey, I don't like slavery. And so they got rid of redress of grievances. That's it. No redress of grievances.
Okay.
There was never.
Can't send it in. Well, can I, like, walk up to your building and hand you my problems? No. I mean, fortunately, we actually have made some progress. Bitcoin Gandhi didn't get arrested this time that he did that.
Yeah.
You know, that's progress. They didn't throw him in a cell for trying to redress grievances.
They chuckled at him, which is what they should have done the first time. But they did arrest him previously. Dave Ridley, you're talking about, got arrested for just handing a piece of paper over to the feds at the federal building in Concord, New Hampshire, saying, hey, I don't like this stuff.
Oh, and that last bit of the First Amendment, assembly. Well, okay, you can have assembly of three people in your home, I guess. But, you know, being in a group of more than, what are we arbitrarily saying, six? Okay, six. Anything over six, it's illegal.
The United States government, and governments around the world, they don't have the same rules the U.S. government is supposed to have. But they suspended... Well, what they did was put everybody on house arrest and suspended habeas corpus for everybody. You couldn't file at a court because the courtrooms were empty. There's nothing you could do. Like, there was no law. It became a lawless place when there aren't judges, when the judiciary is no longer doing checks and balances. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what the founders defined as tyranny. That's what they ran their government through with bayonets, center of mass. Glock. That's what they did. I'm not recommending you do it, but I'm telling you they were willing to. I think communication's better, and we should be able to talk this stuff out now. But coming out of MSNBC...
And that is a different... I just got to point out now, that is a whole different amendment, which they are also targeting.
Well, yeah, they haven't liked the Second Amendment for a very long time. I talked to a lefty. He's like, well, just like the right to freedom of speech is, you know, mitigated, so is the right to bear arms. Well, exactly how is the right to speech mitigated? What speech, I mean, as a libertarian, I believe you're responsible for the speech you make. Whatever you say, it's an action, and you're responsible for it. You can't just run around willy-nilly saying things. So, you know, if you lie about somebody and ruin their reputation, you're responsible for that. And
but then again, if you tell the truth, then you get to benefit from that. Like, that's how human action works.
Yep.
Like, this is my mouth, I own it, I get to do what I want with it. Now, if what I do with it is good, useful, helpful, productive, edifying, and responsible, then I get to benefit from having done that. And if what I do with it is destructive, then I owe somebody what I've destroyed.
From MSNBC.com, the United States put a gag order on New York Times executives amid fight over email logs. Washington, in the last weeks of the Trump administration and continuing under President Biden, the Justice Department fought a secret legal battle to obtain the email logs of four New York Times reporters in a hunt for their sources, a top lawyer for the newspaper said Friday night. While the Trump administration never informed the Times about the effort, the Biden administration continued waging the fight this year, telling a handful of top Times executives about it, but imposing a gag order to shield it from public view, said the lawyer. They called this move unprecedented. The gag order prevented the executives from disclosing the government's efforts to seize the records, even to the executive director, Dean Banquette, and other newsroom leaders. McCraw, this is the lawyer here, said Friday that a federal court had lifted the order, which had been in effect since March the 3rd. So, we only went after the freedom of press and freedom of speech for 3 months. What's the big deal? It's just 3 months. But you don't know how the world would have been changed by the New York Times after. What I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, is the United States government is out of control. When they are going after the press, you know that they're off the charts. The press basically did everything the Democrats wanted it to do under the Trump administration. But now that the Democrats are in charge, the press is, they're going back to the old way of doing things. I gotta say, I'm terrified of what I'm seeing coming around. This doesn't look good. Is the United States getting better or is it getting worse? Is the question I want you to ask yourself. And if it's getting worse, what are you going to do about it? What's anybody going to do about it? Are they just going to do whatever they want to do? Or is somebody going to do something about it? Now, I'm not recommending anybody do anything about it. What I'm recommending is these people are out of control. This can't be fixed. Empires rise. Empires fall. This is what it looks like when they're falling. The rats begin eating each other.
Well, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do about it. I'm going to double down on speech. Because human beings only have two ways of dealing with problems. Now, we can avoid them for a little while, but either way, it's going to come down to either hitting each other over the head or talking it out. And I like talking it out.
I do like the option of talking it out. Apparently, the United States government doesn't like talking because they put a gag order on the New York Times.
What do you think they're going to do to you?
Right. New York Times has got a whole bunch of lawyers. You don't. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It looks like we've got phone lines back here on Free Talk Live. In time for the final segment. Mark with you.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
The number 603-283-6160. Let's just go straight to the phone lines here. We've been talking about, frankly, how the United States government is just simply trying to eviscerate the First Amendment. They don't care much about it at all, and you need to know. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
What kind of two-bit rinky-dink operation you guys are running? Was that phone ringing your flip phone in your pocket or something? Nobody answers it. Ring. Huh?
We haven't been right since the FBI came in and just pulled wires out of the back of our stack. I mean,
blame it on the FBI. Next thing you know, it'd be the CIA. Own it, Mark. Own it. Come on, for once in your life.
Well, I'm not the engineer around here, but we do have our engineer back, and he is working hard to make sure that everything stays up and running.
Blame him then. That'll get you off the hook, Mark.
Well, I'm just glad to have him.
Yeah.
Go on. What's on your mind?
Me too. I wanted to complete the narrative I began sharing with you previous episodes regarding in the state of New Mexico, the monstrosity, what they're doing to the citizens here. Yeah, monstrosity, yeah, something like that. And the situation where the Children and Families Courts and CYFD are using secret encrypted communication devices to prevent you, the public, from knowing what they're talking about in violation of the FOIA and Inspection of Public Records Act. And also at the same time, they are destroying evidence, which I believe is a felony, but they're doing it anyway. And so there was more to that story, and I wanted to add on the additional part. Now,
it's only a felony when you do it, David, not when they do it.
Oh, damn it. There's always a catch, man.
Yep. Go ahead. What's the rest of it? I'm curious.
The rest of the story is that there were some apparently highly trained, highly professional, highly experienced public information officers working for the new state of New Mexico CYFD, the Children's CPS agency, that is informed of directly the cabinet secretary in charge of the CPS in New Mexico, that the use of the encrypted, automatically deleting secret signal communication device is probably illegal. So they informed the cabinet secretary, and the cabinet secretary said, "So what?" And subsequent to that, when it came out in the press, then the cabinet secretary, Blalock, fired the two public information officers who had blown the whistle on this destruction of public records and destruction of evidence. And now there's another act for that. There's the Whistleblower Protection Act.
Right, right. That's what I was going to say is that this Blalock, is it a fella?
Fella, yeah.
Yeah.
He wears sweaters.
Pronouns are so difficult these days. This Blalock fella,
wait a minute.
To go around.
Yeah, well, the Blalock, you know, he's one of these hipster dudes with the ironic beard and wearing a sweater over his collared shirt. So that explains that.
All right.
Yeah. So it's all okay now. It's all okay now because he's
it's
got
not
the
okay.
Hipster.
It's not okay. Blalock appears to, from what you're saying here, appears to have committed several felonies.
But he's got the ironic beard and the sweater.
Well. They won't let you keep the sweater in prison. Do you think they'll send in there? Do you think you'll actually go?
Oh, of course not. No. This is the state of New Mexico.
They do it in Illinois. I mean, basically, their governors go in for 8 years and then go in for 8 years. I mean, like, that's just how it goes in Illinois.
Right, yeah.
Maybe New Mexico could rise to that standard.
New Mexico will rise to the high standard of Illinois.
The second most corrupt state.
Yeah. So, well, according to the FBI, Special Agent McClanahan said that New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the nation. And when the reporter said, well, what about Illinois? And the special agent in charge, McClanahan of the FBI, New Mexico region, said, the FBI in Illinois, they have not been to New Mexico. So that explains that.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. Frankly, I do believe that, I've heard the stories, and there's a few states in the running. I'm certainly not going to take it away from New Mexico, but this story where they're using these encrypted programs to talk that destroy the things that they say, they're basically doing everything that Hillary Clinton's been accused of doing for years, and no one cares.
And without all of the legwork, like they didn't even bother to get their own server over the toilet.
No. This is a readily available one. It's already in use. And yeah, this is in, if anybody's interested, you need to search any of the terms that we mentioned, CYFD, New Mexico, signal, encryption, deletion, etc., and it all comes up. There's like a dozen different news articles from a half a dozen different news sources on this. It's very entertaining reading. It's not even boring. It's actually entertaining.
So this is one of those situations. Here I have a news story in front of me that we just read, and you know, a couple of segments ago, about the FBI going and trying to collect the names of people who read a news story, and I'm rooting against the FBI. Here with the FBI investigating, are they investigating the signal thing yet or not? In New Mexico.
It appears that the ball is firmly in the court of Hector Balderas, the AG of the state of New Mexico, and there is deafening silence coming from him since he said that he's looking into it. But let me add, since this is a deprivation of, Fifth Amendment rights to due process because evidence is being destroyed, it is also jurisdiction of one Merrick Garland, the U.S. Attorney General in charge of the Department of Justice, and the Department of Justice happens to have had for a decade an open investigation into the Albuquerque Police Department for, quote, patterns and practices that violate federal law, and these are also patterns and practices that violate federal law, so maybe the Department of Justice might look into this.
Well, I don't know if they're going to look at the Albuquerque Police Department and the New Mexico Department of Children's Services as the sort of same investigation, but they certainly should. Somebody certainly should be looking into this. But ultimately, I mean, the investigation for the Albuquerque Police Department's been going on for a decade. How many police officers have they jailed?
Well, none. But it's really not about the individual.
We investigated ourselves, and we found we're actually innocent. I mean, we were just as shocked as you are, but turns out we find ourselves completely innocent and very good looking.
Go ahead, David.
Yes. The way that the DOJ investigation at APD goes is that there's an attorney that was appointed by the Department of Justice who gets paid multi-millions of dollars every year for keeping the investigation going, and then as long as he continues to report that APD is still being bad boys and girls, then he still gets his multi-millions of dollars a year to keep the investigation going. So that's how that goes. But what I was keying on – go ahead.
Yeah, that sounds exactly right. What were you keying on?
So not only do they get to be the ones investigating themselves, they get paid extra to do so.
Right.
Cute.
Yeah, true, except that APD is not investigating APD. It's the federal government investigating APD, and the federal government contractor is the one that gets the millions of dollars a year. All that the APD officers get to do is complain. So, but the key was the phrase pattern in practice. That's when there's one federal violation, that's just a lawsuit. But when there's a pattern and practice that is demonstrated, that's what triggers the jurisdiction and gives the DOJ standing to open an investigation. If it's just one case, then it has to go to the federal court as opposed to the Department of Justice opening an investigation.
I gotta say, there's not very many instances where I've been terribly happy with the results of these investigations. I will say, there was a town in Florida, and it wasn't the FBI. It was the Department of the Florida's version of the FBI, the DFL something or other, FDLE. That's it, Florida Department of Law Enforcement. And they investigated this town. It's called Waldo, and Waldo was a speed trap. Like, that was it. That's how they made their money. Speed trap. And finally, they just shut down the police department from Waldo and said, nope, we're done with you. You got to go. And they shut down the police department. It was gone. But that doesn't happen very often here in the United States. Check us out at freetalklive.com. Go sign up for our Telegram at telegram.freetalklive.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.